Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Here's our toll-free telephone number. You want to be a part of the program, it is 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to join us, a couple of humorous things to get going today. Not sure if you heard White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre telling a Charlotte, North Carolina radio host at WBT. Guy's name is Mark Garrison. Apparently got Jean-Pierre pissed off by daring to ask. When I told the number of people I was talking to you today, it was interesting. They all said, would you please ask her, does the president have dementia? Listen.
I cut the national debt by $1.7 trillion.
We literally cut the federal debt in half by $1.4 trillion.
$1.7 trillion. $1.7 trillion cut.
We cut the debt by $1.7 billion.
All right, that's the wrong cut. That's not the one that I was looking for. Anyway, so, well, when we get it, I'll play it for you because there's a good ending to it that I don't want to give away. Do we got it? That's a yes or no, Ethan. You got to answer in
that is
ear.
A yes. We are working our butts off for you, boss, and we got it.
When I told a number of people that I was talking to you today, it was interesting, though. They all said, would you please just ask her, does the president have dementia? And so before I move on from that, does he?
Mark, I can't even believe you're asking me this question. That is a incredibly offensive question to ask.
But you know people ask it.
No. You're taking us down this rabbit hole. So I'm not even going to really take the premise of your question. I think it is incredibly insulting, and so we can move on to the next question.
Yes.
All the important groceries, those costs have gone down because of what this president has been able to do. And with that, thank you so much, Mark. Have an amazing, amazing day.
Wow.
The political coverage. Look. Some of the political players and some of the... let me ask a rhetorical question. No, anyway.
Okay. What is offensive about that? What is insulting about that? I mean, you have a glorious day. You have a great day. Click. Well, Americans are asking the question, and every poll now, they're speaking out loudly that they think he does not have the mental strength and stamina to be the president of our country. They just don't. It was a fair question on every measure. It's pretty unbelievable. I don't even know where to begin. One other funny note is somebody on X, the people that post, even if you're making fun of me, and when Sweet Baby James brings it over to me and he says, oh, did you see this person saying this about you? I'm like, no, let me see. When it's funny, I'm like, that's pretty funny. And when it's not, I'm like, okay, these people need to get a life. You got these keyboard warriors in there. Underwear, some of them paid. I mean, you have people that are paid to monitor every word I say, every sentence, it's just ridiculous. Why? In the hopes that I might say one word, one sentence, one little phrase that they can, take out of context and try and get me boycotted, canceled, fired, etc. I mean, after all, they are so open-minded, those Democrats. They really are. Just like at NBC, they're so open-minded that, are you or have you ever been a Republican or a Donald Trump supporter? Because if you have, the inmates running the asylum will get you canceled and get you fired. and probably also end up getting you sued big time. We'll see where that goes, because there's a report today Rhonda McDaniel is planning to sue. We'll see how that ends up. Anyway, so Karine Jean-Pierre was offended about this issue. But here's what's interesting. We found tape of Kristen Welker, who now, I guess, hosts Meet the Press, and AOC. Listen to them talk about Mar-a-Lago's value.
Donald Trump's home here in Palm Beach is quickly earning the title Winter White House. It's a storied estate steeped in history. Mr. Trump has spent the past 20 Thanksgivings here. But now, as president-elect, everything is different.
The 20-acre estate was originally built by serial heiress Marjorie Meriwether Post. She actually envisioned it as a winter retreat for U.S. presidents. Now, some say it's the most valuable parcel of land anywhere in Florida. Much of the 126-room estate is used by the members-only Mar-a-Lago Club.
And it further stated from Mr. Trump, quote, he also helped formulate a strategy to undervalue his parents' real estate holdings by hundreds of millions of dollars on tax returns, sharply reducing his tax bill when those properties were transferred to him and his siblings. Mr. Cohen, do you know whether that specific report is accurate?
I don't. I wasn't there in 1990s.
Who would know the answer to those questions?
Alan Weisselberg.
And would it help for the committee to obtain federal and state tax returns from the president and his company to address that discrepancy?
I believe so.
Unbelievable. But these are the times that we're living in. You do know that we are just a mere 222 days away from this inflection moment for our country. You know, it's just, can anyone give a rational explanation as to why Joe Biden claim that he traveled many times over the vehicle-only Francis Scott Key Bridge commuting by train or by car? Why does he always have to insert himself into everything? Oh, I had a, talking about the fires in Maui. We had a fire at my house once, so bad. It was a minor house fire that was handled within like 15 minutes. It got close to my little Corvette. Gas-guzzling Corvette, my Stingray. I don't want you to have a Stingray, but I want you to have an electric vehicle. The Justice Department dismissed fraud charges against the defendant after a defendant made a six-figure donation to Biden's presidential campaign. Weaponization issues. I'm sure this will go straight to the Judiciary and Oversight Committees, but they took a rare step earlier this month. We're only learning now. From the New York Post, of moving to dismiss a $3.3 billion civil suit, a lawsuit against Dish Network months after the founder and his wife donated $113,000 to Biden's reelection campaign late last year. How convenient. Do I think anything untoward happened? I have no idea, but timing is a little bit odd. You know, a lot of people have been asking Hannity, what's the point? Why do you have these committees investigating the impeachment? Why is there an impeachment inquiry? Well, the impeachment inquiry, and they said this from the very beginning, it's not like it's news. The impeachment inquiry will give the committees access to things that they otherwise would not have access to, and stronger subpoena power. And I can do the math as well. And there's not going to be enough Republicans to impeach Donald Trump, and Joe Biden, and he's certainly not going to be convicted in the U.S. Senate. It's not going to happen. But James Comer has been saying, and few have been listening to what the plan really is, because, you know, in a Democratic-controlled Senate, they'd never convict Joe in an impeachment trial. Didn't matter what the evidence was. The Biden Justice Department will deep six any criminal referral in the same locked closet they used to hide their copy of Hunter's hard drive. That's why Comer is now talking about issuing criminal referrals on the Biden crime family based on their investigations to a brand new Trump Justice Department if that happens next January. In a fundraising email sent to supporters, Comer saying that the criminal referrals in his long-running impeachment inquiry may soon come. I'm preparing criminal referrals as the culmination of my investigation. They want to interview Joe Biden now. Comer said that this is the best way to hold the Bidens accountable for, quote, their crimes, as it is now clear the Democrats will do anything to hold on to power. And he said that Democrats in Congress are protecting the president and his family. It is clear the Democrats will choose their party over their country and the truth at every turn. They should be ashamed of themselves. When President Trump returns to the White House, it is critical the new leadership at the DOJ have everything they need to prosecute the Biden crime family and deliver swift justice, quote unquote, James Comer said. We'll have to wait and see what happens. Attorneys for Hunter, by the way, are back in court trying to get his tax case tossed. We'll see what happens on that front. Two of Jim Biden's business deals are linked to two criminal investigations that the president's brother worked with this collapsed hospital chain and he got his money under the microscope as the family's finances face even more scrutiny today. And of course, all the contradictions, all the whistleblowers, you know, get ignored by the very people that loved whistleblowers, even hearsay whistleblowers. These are just unbelievable times. You know, I listened in what Corinne Jean-Pierre was just saying there. You know, the grocery prices are down. No, anything that they're saying about the border, about grocery prices, about the economy, they just flat out lie. You know, the border is secure. The border is closed. No, it's not. It's never been. It's more dangerous than ever before. And grocery prices are not coming down. And they can, and this after Joe Biden has pivoted after trying to push Bidenomics onto everybody and it didn't work. Now he's blaming greedy corporations for higher prices and shrinkflation. No, it's Bidenflation. Unemployment, by the way, has been rising in 47 out of 50 states. Unemployment rate went up in all but three states over the past year as Biden continues to boast about his great handling of the economy and Bidenomics. The states with the biggest jump in individual unemployment rates as of February were Rhode Island, Maine, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Wyoming were the only states that saw statistically significant declines. Probably in the state of Pennsylvania, that's due to fracking. California with the highest unemployment rate of any state in the country. That shouldn't shock anybody. North Dakota had the lowest rate at, what was it at? I think 2%, followed by Vermont and South Dakota. South Dakota, 2.1%. Overall unemployment rate at, you know, 4% in February, but it is 0.3 percentage points higher than it was last year. Just like the cost of everything keeps going up. You know, it was interesting. I don't remember where I read this, but I read it in my research today. But Clay Barron has everything in his pawn shop from gold rings and pearl necklaces and vintage cowboy boots. You know, everything you'd ever want. He said, right now we have a glut of inventory. And he said, that tells me our clientele don't necessarily have money. Accumulating pawn shop inventory means that fewer buyers than there are sellers. And a sign for the lowest income Americans that times remain tough. These are indicators that probably are not going to be showing up that much in the polls, although most Americans get it. You know now that there are 8 states planning a complete ban on the sale of gas-powered cars entirely after Biden unveiled his plans to phase them out by 2032? That's 8 years from now. Only zero emission vehicles. Now we're going to ignore the science that showed that electric vehicles, because of the heavy weight of the batteries, never mind the pillaging of the Mother Earth of their cobalt and manganese and other minerals. I mean, and the fact that most of the electric grid is powered by fossil fuels. So in other words, fossil fuels still charging your vehicle. And of course, the heavy weight, you know, puts tire particles, greater numbers of it, into the atmosphere. Anyway, but if you look at all these, why would these states be buying into this? They want to now tell you what car to drive, what stove to own, what refrigerator you can and cannot have, what air conditioners you might be able to have. I mean, that's how much they want to impact everybody's life. By the way, Biden Democrats are ditching Bidenomics because it's not working. Trader Joe's hikes banana price for the first time in decades. I mean, it is really unbelievable. Renting is now cheaper than owning in all of America's 50 biggest metro areas. That tells you a lot, too. The dream of owning your home is disappearing right before our eyes. All right, Father's Day, graduation season around the corner. If you're looking for a great, unique gift, you got to check out our friends at Henry Repeating Arms and their personalized receiver covers. Now, they're available for Henry's Golden Boy and Golden Boy Silver rifles that come in three calibers, including .22 Long Rifle and .22 Magnum and .17 HMR. Just go to their website, one word, henryusa.com, and type personalized in the search box. You'll find a link on the product page. It has step-by-step instructions. You can engrave any message you want, up to 20 words. The process is easy. It's very affordable. Doesn't require a gunsmith. These guns are all head turners, and I love my Henry, my collection of Henrys. Accurate out of the box, reliable ever since, all made in America. But with these personalized receiver covers, great gifts for dads and grads, and they become family heirlooms. You're going to love them. Anyway, they make 200 rifles, shotguns, revolvers you can choose from. You're going to love this company. Anyway, henryusa.com. Get your free catalog, free decals, and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com.